आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम मीनाक्षी संत। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी प्रपोजेस ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक ग्लोबल डेवलपमेंट कॉम्पैक्ट टू बूस्ट ग्रोथ इन ग्लोबल साउथ। Indian Medical Association seeks Prime Minister's intervention to bring central law to check violence against healthcare professionals. Centre to form committee to propose safety measures for healthcare professional. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate new state-of-the-art Maritime Rescue Coordination Centre of Indian Coast Guard in Chennai today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to be on an official visit to Kuwait today. U.S. court says 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana can be extradited to India. And India sends 39 member squad to junior badminton championships beginning at Chengdu in China on Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has proposed a comprehensive human-centric global development compact on behalf of India. The Prime Minister has proposed the compact in his closing remarks of the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit yesterday. He said the outcomes of the summit paved the way to move forward together and expressed confidence that it will boost the efforts to achieve goals set up by Global South nations.
मैं आपके सामने भारत की ओर से एक व्यापक ग्लोबल डेवलपमेंट कॉम्पैक्ट का प्रस्ताव रखना चाहता हूं। इस कॉम्पैक्ट की नींव भारत की विकास यात्रा और विकास साझेदारी के अनुभवों पर आधारित होगी। यह कॉम्पैक्ट ग्लोबल साउथ के देशों द्वारा स्वयं निर्धारित की गई विकास प्राथमिकताओं से प्रेरित होगा।
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi called on the nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. He also expressed concern on the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding the incident at Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College and has sought his intervention to bring a central law to check violence against healthcare personnel. The IMA has demanded that the security protocols of all hospitals should be in line with airports. It also demanded that the hospitals should be declared as safe zones with mandatory security entitlements. In its letter, the IMA has requested for meticulous and professional investigation of the crime within a specific time frame and prompt justice. Additionally, the IMA has also called for appropriate and dignified compensation for the bereaved family and has asked for improved working conditions for doctors. Union government has decided to form a committee to suggest all possible measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. The government made the decision after considering the concerns expressed by various healthcare stakeholders, including FORDA and IMA. It has also invited the state governments to present their suggestions to the committee on the matter. Earlier on Friday, the central government released a notice directing government hospitals to register an FIR within 6 hours against any verbal abuse or physical violence meted out to healthcare staff. The government also said the head of the institution shall be responsible for filing an FIR within the stipulated time period. The central government's notice comes amid massive uproar across the nation over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will conduct a psychological assessment of Sanjay Roy, the accused in the rape and murder case of a Kolkata doctor that has triggered nationwide protests. A CBI official said a team of psychological and behavioral analysts from the Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Delhi has arrived in Kolkata to conduct the necessary tests. CBI has already taken Roy into custody. Meanwhile, the former principal of R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, was questioned for several hours by the CBI for the second consecutive day yesterday. He has been summoned again at the CBI office for another round of questioning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a new state-of-the-art maritime rescue coordination centre of the Indian Coast Guard during his visit to Chennai today. He will also inaugurate the Marine Pollution Response Centre in Chennai and the Coast Guard Air Enclave in Puducherry. The pollution centre, located at the Chennai port, represents a pioneering step in marine pollution management. It will play a crucial role in coordinating responses to marine pollution incidents, particularly oil and chemical spills in the water adjoining coastal states. The new facilities will ensure robust maritime security and efficient responses to emergencies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Kuwait today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his Kuwait counterpart, Abdullah Ali Al Yahya. He is also expected to call on the leadership of Kuwait. Dr. Jaishankar's visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations between the two countries, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural, consular and people-to-people contacts. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest, potentially addressing the evolving geopolitical landscape in the Middle East and South Asia. The Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal, highlighted the transformative developments in the country's metro rail network over the past decade. Addressing the media yesterday, the Union Minister said,
2014 तक जब से मोदी जी की एनडीए की सरकार आई उससे पहले 5 शहरों में मेट्रो शुरू की गई थी और उसके बाद 10 सालों में और 16 शहर जोड़ करके और 700 किलोमीटर मेट्रो उसके अंदर जोड़ दी गई जो अभी ऑपरेशनल जो उसका लेंथ है वो 945 किलोमीटर हो गई है तो अभी 6 किलोमीटर मेट्रो प्रति महीना और इसमें जोड़ा जा रहा है.
Union Minister Manohar Lal also emphasized on the growing international interest in India's expertise in metro rail systems. Bharatiya Janata Party President J.P. Nadda hit out at the Congress over corruption issues. In a social media post, he alleged that from the National Herald case to the Mysuru Urban Development Authority scam in Karnataka, Congress Party's history with corruption is well documented. Mr. Nadda alleged that time and again, Congress has betrayed the trust of the people for personal gain. He added that instead of calling the Karnataka government's decision unconstitutional, Congress should reflect on its own actions. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, reviewed the measures taken by the department towards achieving the goal of a foot and mouth disease, FMD-free India, by 2030 through vaccination. Mr. Singh highlighted that the livestock sector is crucial not only for the Indian economy, but also for the livelihoods of farmers. During the meeting yesterday, an action plan has been discussed for making India FMD-free by 2030. It was reported that assessments have been conducted to create FMD-free zones based on zero surveillance in various states including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Maharashtra and Gujarat. The declaration as FMD-free zones can be prioritized where vaccination is already advanced. This progress will facilitate opportunities for export. The BJP will launch a new membership drive on the September 1st. The party is aiming to make more than 10 crore members in the drive. The decision in this regard was taken during a meeting of office bearers in the national capital. BJP's national spokesperson Sambit Patra said that the campaign will not cover the states which are going to the polls. Nepal's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba, will arrive in India today on a 5-day official visit at the invitation of the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said this visit aligns with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between India and Nepal. The MEA said that Nepal is the priority partner in India's Neighbourhood First policy. The visit will provide an opportunity for both nations to discuss and review the progress of bilateral cooperation and to further advance their ties. A U.S. court has ruled that 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks accused Tahawur Hussain Rana can be sent to India. The U.S. Court of Appeals in California has said that the Indo-U.S. extradition treaty permits extradition of Rana. Tahawur Hussain Rana is wanted in India for his role in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks that killed over 160 people. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over eastern part of the country for the next 2-3 days. More from our correspondent.
A low-pressure area over South Bangladesh is likely to move north-northwestwards and become a well-marked low-pressure area over Bangladesh and adjoining Gangetic West Bengal by tomorrow. The IMD said, under this influence, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Jharkhand, Bihar, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till 20th of this month. The weather department also forecasts isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Lakshadweep during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the IMD said, Delhi is expected to witness a generally cloudy sky with light rainfall followed by rain and thunder showers throughout the week. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Badminton Association of India has sent a team of 39 players to Asia Under 15 and Under 17 Junior Championship in Chengdu, China, commencing Tuesday. The team aims to win multiple medals and build a strong foundation for the 2025 World Junior Championship, which will be hosted by India. In tennis, Iga Swiatek and Jannik Sinner will be in action at the semi-final of the Cincinnati Open 2024. Polish pair Swiatek will take on her Belarusian opponent, Arina Sabalenka. The match will be played at 8:30 p.m. Indian time tonight. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Matthew.
Thank you, Meenakshi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's remarks at the opening session of the Third Voice of Global South Summit, hosted virtually by India, have been highlighted prominently by the most major newspapers. Modi exhorts Global South to fight terror separation. India will initially put $25 million into Social Impact Fund set up to expedite use of digital public infrastructure, headlines The Economic Times. The gruesome rape and murder of a Kolkata doctor resulting in a nationwide strike by doctors dominates national dailies. The Hindu informs strike affects patients, IMA ways, centres plan for safety of doctors. The Pioneer adds CBI focusing on victim's diary to crack case. The Hindu reports on its front page, Governor gives approval for Karnataka CM's prosecution. The Financial Express, reporting on a visit by Geeta Gopinath, IMF's first Deputy Managing Director with the Finance Minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, headlines on its front page. And finally, many newspapers have published photographs of Vinesh Phogat getting an emotional welcome on her return from the Olympics. The Pioneer remarks, this nation also knows how to respect a woman. The Statesman quotes, Vinesh, love and respect I received is more than 1,000 gold medals. And with that, it's back to you, Meenakshi.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes human-centric global development compact to boost growth in Global South. Indian Medical Association seeks Prime Minister's intervention to bring central law to check violence against healthcare professionals. Centre to form committee to propose safety measures for healthcare professionals. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate new state-of-the-art Maritime Rescue Coordination Centre of Indian Coast Guard in Chennai today. U.S. court says 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Habu Rana can be extradited to India. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.